In this screencast, we're going to learn how to animate the second hand and also the other hands, the minute and hour hands of the watch, to reflect the time of the day. We do this by understanding, one, how the actual watch functions. It looks to me that that's the second hand there, that's the minute hand, and that's the hour. That's the minute hand, and that's the hour hand. But to confirm this, I'm going to go to the SkyDrive and go to the watch, look at the watch descriptions, and open up the watch description for the watch that I'm interested in, which is the Fireman 2. And here it's, as I expect, the three hands, the hour, minute, and the second. And that's exactly as I expected. So before I start doing this, I'm going to actually, the other two parts that I've already done in this, which are some of the watch case, I'm going to actually lock these pieces so that I don't change them as I'm modifying them. So locking these in place, I could actually turn them off if I wanted to, but I don't think I need to do that right now. I'm just locking them. I'm going to now double-click on the watch because I want that to be my parent of whatever I'm going to draw now. And I'm going to zoom in on the second hand because that's what I want to animate. And I'm going to now select the pen tool. And with the pen tool, I'm going to start picking some points in the same way that I picked points along the edge of the design. And close it with that. And now I have all my points, or enough points that I want to animate this. And I'm going to, now I need to select, go to the selection tool. Because what I want to do is I want to rotate this. I want to first move the center point to where the actual rotation happens. So by default, the center point is in the center of the shape. That isn't what we want here. I want the center point to be in the center of that. So as I select that path, I want that center point to be right there. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to, just for now, I'm going to set the fill color of this to be that same green. And I'm going to rotate this path around until it's at the 12 o'clock position. And I go to the transform, the render transform, and I rotate this until it gets to be where I want it to be. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this path right here, and I'm going to group it underneath another underneath a canvas. So if I go to, if I right-click on that path, I'll see an option of group into, and I want to group into another canvas. And I'm going to do the same thing of positioning that center point of that canvas over there too. So if I zoom in on that, I can see that that center point is also there. I can probably more easily confirm that by turning this off while I position my canvas center point. And now I can turn that back on. And what I can also do is as I'm modifying the stuff and saying I'm not going to change other parts, I'm going to set this path to be locked as well. I know I'm going to have to go back and modify it, but for at this time, I'm not going to do any more modifications on that path. And so that canvas is what I'm actually going to be animating as my second hand. I'm going to name this second hand. Now that I've named it second hand, I'm going to go to my, in the Visual State Manager, I'm going to select the States tab and go to the state called Running. And if I select that Running state, I'm going to press the F6 key, and the F6 key will change my workspace to the animation workspace. If you don't see this timeline, we're actually going to need to modify the timeline. So open up the timeline like this. And then we're going to scroll down until we see the second hand. And we want to set the actual animation exactly. So with the second hand selected, I need you to set the playhead position to 1 minute. Because at 1 minute, we're going to have, we want the rotation of the second hand to go from 0 to 360 over the course of 1 minute. So I go and select the rotate transform, and I select this to go to 360. So that when I animate this, actually I did that over, there we go. It's animating over the course of 1 minute, 360 degrees. Now, at the end of those 360 degrees, I actually want it to repeat. So right-click on the running, or just select the running, and I want this to be repeat behavior of forever. Now, the magic that is this control is that it knows to how to set itself or how to calibrate the watch based upon the current time. So if we go back here and we run the watch, let's see what we get. And the current time, it's at about 45 seconds. And the time is matching the second hand on the real time is matching the second hand here on the watch. So to get the other hands working, all we have to do is go back here to the watch and trace over the other hands the same way we did before, and then go back to the run state and modify those elements so that they go over the course of, for the minute hand, a 60 second interval, and for the hour hand, a 12 hour interval. And that's how we get the watch working.